Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You and I welcome into the program, friend of the program, ESPN and Sirius college football analyst and Atlanta legend. He literally was an Atlanta legend. Of course, Georgia star, Aaron Murray. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Aaron.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Just getting ready for one heck of a weekend, so let's get this thing going, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. A little bit excited. I know you have to get excited around this time of year, especially when you have your team playing. But, you know, we've seen Georgia play down to its opponents, and you know, in certain games. What type of Georgia team do you think we're going to see this weekend?
I think they'll be fine. You know, it's been an interesting season, as you alluded to it. I mean, between the Oregon game, they looked good, dominant, and Tennessee, they showed up and played in a big way, and yeah, then there's the Missouri game. So yeah, like I get it. Like they pick their spots. Mm-hmm. But I talked to a couple guys this week, and it's not a revenge because they're not playing Alabama, but they want the SEC championship. You know, Chris Smith, senior defensive back, he's played. This will be his fourth SEC game, which is just crazy. Man, you come to Georgia, you're almost guaranteed a spot to play in Atlanta, essentially right now under Kirby Smart, but hasn't won one. So this senior class wants to go out there. Obviously won another national championship, but this is the second best thing you could do. You know, you hang banners, obviously, for winning an SEC championship. So they want to go out there, get that SEC, keep that number one spot, and then obviously get ready for the playoffs after that. So I think you'll get a team that's extremely motivated. I know it's a pretty, pretty big number Vegas has out there right now. I haven't checked this morning to see if it's moved or not, but I don't know. I think this team is going to come out there and have that Oregon-esque type game, that Tennessee game where – you know, they're dialed in, ready to go, and ready to dominate on all three phases of the game.
Yeah, well, Aaron, thank you. I had almost forgotten because I just buried it in the back of my mind. Yeah, they didn't win the SEC title last year. That's right. I forgot. You know, the national championship. I went, oh yeah, there was that other game against Alabama. Yeah, that's a really good point by you. Thank you for reminding me. I got to tell you that I think that this team also has got to have a lot of motivation, even though. You know, they're still obviously going to be in even if they lose, but the idea of being able to play at Mercedes-Benz in the semis and not have to be shipped out to Phoenix has got to be, you know, some motivation, I would think.
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen this weekend. You know, who knows, say USC wins tonight and, you know, TCU win or lose tomorrow, you know, see if those two switch it up. But to stay in your own home, to play in a place that you're very familiar with, that you're comfortable with, to not have to travel across the country, play a game, come back to Georgia, and then have to then travel again across the country to Los Angeles for the national championship. I mean, it's a long season. It's a grind, you know, and adding, obviously, the extra game to play in a national championship just wears on your body. And what we heard from Kirby all year long, like getting through this SEC schedule, being that number one team in the country, having that big bullseye on your back and knowing that you're going to get the best punch from your opponent each and every week, it's exhausting. It really is. So, you know, anytime you can, you know, make sure that you're resting your body, you're not enough light, you're not traveling across the country, you're not, you know, screwing around with different time zones, that's what you want to do. So there's a lot of motivational factors in this game, you know, from winning the SEC championship game, you know, doing what they haven't done in a few years, keeping that number one spot. That's why I was saying, man, like, I think this team is ultra motivated to go out there and make sure they take care of business this weekend.
Do you think that loss that LSU took to Texas A&M took a little bit of luster off of this game?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I go back to like last year's SEC championship game, and you know, like outside the stadium, inside the stadium. Shoot, I think I was probably on this show saying, you know, there's no way Georgia loses, and you know, Georgia's the better team. Time to slay that giant. Time to get that monkey off your back. We're gonna win. And you know, I think fans for both teams kind of felt like that. It was probably like 70-30, if not greater, Georgia-Alabama fans outside the stadium, inside the stadium. And obviously Alabama came in there and won. But heading into the game, it didn't feel like that. I feel like that's the kind of the same feeling now. You know, I have a bunch of buddies that are LSU fans. And like, man, we wanted to go. And now after the loss, and, you know, Jaden's a little bit banged up. How mobile is he going to be? You know, I think we're just going to sell our tickets. So, you know, what could have been, I would say, a little bit more fair crowd. You know, I still think obviously it would have been heavy favorite Georgia, maybe, you know, 60-65% Georgia, could lean a little bit more 70-75% Georgia. So it'll feel even more like a dog home game, which I think hurts the atmosphere a little bit in the sense of making it a true feeling of an SEC game. But obviously all that's in favor of Georgia going out there and doing their thing.
I'm going to tell you, talking to Aaron Murray, former Georgia star quarterback, ESPN analyst, Georgia LSU, who plays the big offensive game this week for Georgia? Is it, you know, Stetson? Is it Bowers? Is it McConkey? Is it one of the backs? Who do you think has that breakout game?
You know, I know Georgia fans are a little upset at times with you know, the receivers and the lack of production and this, that, and the other, but I just want to remind them, like, last year, this is what this offense looked like. You know, the offense goes through the tight ends. The offense goes through the running backs. I mean, who made the big plays last year throughout the stretch? It was, you know, it was Bowers. It was James Cook out of the backfield. And then obviously AD, you know, Mitchell appeared, you know, at times and had the big catch in the national championship. And, you know, fingers crossed we see him at some point here in the next month. But, you know, this offense has to run through, I think, those guys, the non-traditional players. So, you know, I always feel like Georgia's best games are when they get the backs involved. You know, so Kenny, I think it needs to play a big game. I'm interested to see, you know, that matchup with Kenny versus Harold Perkins, the talented linebacker there at LSU. Obviously, you want to get, you know, Darnell and Brock involved as much as you can. And then, you know, let's see if Ladd can make a couple of big plays. But, you know, this is not an offense that wants to – not that they don't want to, I'm sure they would love to, but doesn't consistently feature the receivers. They're going to get matchups, and, you know, Monken does a great job finding matchups and weaknesses in the defense. Being able to use those tight ends and those backs to look for those guys to hopefully have a big day.
Aaron, real quick here, I want to get the big overarching news of college football is a 12-team playoff. I'm thrilled about it. I'm a fan. I want to see more football. I love it. But there is the possibility that a team could play in its conference championship team game, not get a bye, and end up in the national title game, and we'll have to play, you were talking about a grind, we'll have to play 17 games. Aaron, oof. 17.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, between, you know, they're going to have to do something different. You know, I don't know if you possibly consider not having conference championship games. I think you have to shorten up spring ball at least, which, you know, which is a huge developmental time for the young part of your team, which I'm sure coaches aren't going to like. Or at the end of the day, you know, what you need to do, if you're going to ask these kids to do more and there's going to be another $450 million added for schools and for the, you know, college football playoff, pay the kids, give them some money. You know, if you want to give them a essentially a NFL type season and they're already getting paid, well, you know what? Stop being so dang greedy and give them some more money. Because, I mean, listen, as a 18 to 22, they'll be fine. They'll heal, man. Every hit adds up and you're taking games off these kids' careers in the NFL where they have the opportunity to make even more money by extending their season so you can go out there and make money. So I love the expansion. I think it's healthy for the college football game. I think it's all about inclusion. You know, we're going to get more people on the West Coast engaged with college football for, you know, for a longer period of time because now their schools have legitimate opportunities to play deep into December into January. So I think the health of the game, it's great, but, you know, I worry about the health of these players. And if you're going to ask more of them, man, give them a little something more. So I'm hoping we continue to move down this path of the discussion of some sort of rev share with the players to compensate them for going out there and, you know, week in and week out, sacrificing their bodies to entertain us and you know, put more money into the pockets of these bowls and the college football playoff in general.
You know what? I love that, Aaron. I'm going to run with that. Not right now because we're out of time, but I'm going to run with that sometime next week. Thanks, Aaron. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.